Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
It's now official. The disaster at the Fukushima nuclear power plant in Japan has been raised to the highest level of atomic crisis, on par with Chernobyl.
Chernobyl and the meltdown at Three Mile Island a few years earlier derailed the U.S. nuclear industry. Over the past three decades, not a single new reactor has been built here. But now, even in the shadow of Fukushima, in the United States, a nuclear renaissance is in the making. In fact, it's on the fast track.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is just days away from closing public comment and approving an innovative design for a new nuclear plant, the AP1000. It's being built by Westinghouse, which is owned by the Japanese company Toshiba.
Westinghouse Electric Company, the pioneer in nuclear energy, once again sets a new industry standard with the introduction of the AP1000, the safest and most economical nuclear power plant available in the worldwide commercial marketplace.
The pressurized water reactor at the heart of the AP1000 has been used in scores of nuclear plants over the decades. What's new is the building surrounding the reactor and the safety features built into it. Ed Cummins is vice president and chief technologist for Westinghouse.
The typical plants in the U.S. are about twice as good as the NRC requirement, and the AP1000 is 200 times as good, so 100 times better than the current operating plants.
So what makes this the safest and most economical nuclear power plant in worldwide commercial marketplace?
I think the biggest distinction of the AP1000 is that it is passively safe. So all of the things that challenge the reactor system are mitigated by natural phenomena like gravity and evaporation and condensation and natural processes. No AC power is required.
In an accident, a giant tank above the AP1000 reactor filled with 750,000 gallons of water would drip down, cooling off the core. For 3 days, gravity, not electricity, would do the job. It was the failure of the backup diesel generators and batteries that led to the disaster at Fukushima. Cummins says that wouldn't happen with the AP1000.
There would be no core damage, there would be no spent fuel damage, no radiation emitted, no evacuation. None of the aspects of the Fukushima accident would have occurred with the AP1000.
Safer, says Cummins, and cheaper. The massive safety shield building surrounding the nuclear components of the AP1000 will be built using prefab Lego-like blocks, dramatically cutting on-site costs.
And so if you build portions of the plant in a factory and you ship those portions to the site, then that's a lot less work and a lot less time that occurs on the site to build the plant.
中午12点18分。
Westinghouse has already shipped four AP1000s to China. A Chinese video shows a huge reactor vessel under construction. Here in the United States, utilities in the southeast have ordered six AP1000s. However, before construction can begin, the NRC has to give final approval to the design. But critics charge in cutting costs to build the AP1000, Westinghouse has cut corners on safety.
The AP1000 might be considered safe as long as it remains on the drawing board and nobody actually tries to build one.
Jim Warren is executive director of NC Warn. It's part of an alliance of anti-nuclear organizations that's petitioned the NRC to slow down the approval of the AP1000. Over the years, the NRC sent Westinghouse designers back to the drawing boards 18 times, saying the reactor safety shield building didn't meet fundamental engineering standards. But now the NRC concludes there's, quote, reasonable assurance that the revised design can be built without undue risk to the health and safety of the public. But not everyone at the NRC agrees. Dr. John Ma, the commission's most senior reactor structural engineer in charge of evaluating the shield building, has written a strongly worded report charging that the safety shield isn't ductile. It won't bend under stress, and that could lead to catastrophe. Dr. Ma declined to talk to us, but here's Jim Warren of NC Warren paraphrasing his official report.
Dr. Ma says in particular that they have underestimated earthquake risk, and he says that the material they're proposing to use would be too brittle and would, in his words, shatter like a glass cup.
Shatter like a glass cup. What does he mean by that? Do you know?
He's saying that instead of tornado-driven missile poking a hole in the building, it would be so brittle it would shatter and collapse.
Well, that's not true.
Ed Cummins of Westinghouse.
Imagine this building. It's got on each side 3/4 inches of steel, and then it has 3 feet of concrete between them. It's impossible to imagine that that is going to fail like a glass.
The NRC commissioners agree with Westinghouse. Despite Dr. Ma's objections, the overall conclusion of the NRC is that the AP1000 design meets federal safety standards. Thomas Bergman is the NRC's director of engineering.
The shatter like a glass cup isn't a good analogy. The steel itself is very ductile, and it wouldn't really shatter.
So how do you resolve something like that? I mean, Dr. Ma is a very senior person at the NRC.
That's why we have the non-concurrence process. And the agency, I don't know how familiar you are with our structure, but we have what we call the Advisory Committee on Reactor Safeguards.
Yeah, ACRS.
They also independently assessed the design and hired their experts. And their letter on the shield building is publicly available, where they also agree with the staff's conclusions regarding the AP1000 shield building.
The NRC does acknowledge that the AP1000 could be built stronger and more ductile, but it's not necessary to meet current safety standards. Again, Westinghouse Vice President Ed Cummins.
Yes, I suppose that you could build anything stronger. There is really not a justification for building it stronger when we have built it strong enough.
Opponents aren't giving up. They're asking the NRC to delay final approval of the AP1000 design. Jim Warren of NC Warren says public safety is at risk. And so is more than $8 billion in federal construction loan guarantees that is going to the Southeast utilities that have ordered AP1000s.
The NRC has to require a return to safety being the priority at these plants and stop putting economics as the priority. That's the only reason why all these companies chose the AP1000 across the U.S. South. And yet, they still are running into massive cost overruns.
The NRC expects to grant final approval to Westinghouse's AP1000 design sometime this summer, with construction to begin soon after.
Just ahead, breast cancer and DDT. We update our story from 20 years ago with some surprising findings. Keep listening to Living on Earth.